Today's share in the Dershe Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem will be finishing up this beautiful siman Tov Kuf Yud Dalet. We begin on the very top line with Sif Tes. The Mechaber writes, Ein Godlin. Godlin means to twist. You're not allowed to go and twist Esapsila, the wicks, on Yontif. And likewise, Lo Mehavim also. You're not allowed to go and light them, singe them, before you're actually going to light them. However, avolim eino kosher kol tzarcha, but if the wicks aren't good enough the way they are, yochol machu, you'll have to squeeze them, you'll have to press them, crush them, biyado, with your hands, kiri lakshosa, in order to make them harder, that they'll light better. Likewise, umutu lishrosa b'shemen, you can also put them into oil in order that they should light better, and that's only assuming, however, shein bo ner dolik, that's if you're putting it into oil that doesn't have already a lamp or a candle lit with it, because if you do so, you're going to go and somewhat extinguish the previous flame. We'll see this all inside as we go now to the Mishneh Berurah. Last din was brought down by the Beis Yosef in the name of the Rokeach. The Mishneh Berurah begins in Sif Katan Mem Beis, and he states, Pirush kisheshozro, when you're twisting the wicks, Ovid Kli B'yomtov, you're making that into a Kli, and therefore you're not allowed to do this. In the Sharet Zion, Osnun Beis, he brings down as well, that therefore, towards the end of this Sharet Zion, Lefize im Lokeach Chatichas Tzemer Gefen, if you take some cotton, so umoscha, and you twist it, but also so kimim psila, and you make it into something like a wick, gamkinos, you're not allowed to do that as well. The issue foot number 38 brings down, but to put something in your ear, like to put a cotton plug in your ear, that would be allowed. He brings down for Shlomo Zalman. Kim sheno sami meno kli, you're not really making it into a kli. So that much you'd be allowed to do, to push it and twist it into your ear. And he says, this, when you're, we said you're not allowed to twist the cotton, he says, that's not included in the macha biyad that we just said is permissible. That's not called pressing it with your hand, because in the situation that we said in the Mechaber, the Shomhi Mesucha Mikvar, it's already been twisted. Umamacha Kiri Lakshosa, and you're just pressing it in order to tighten it. Here, you're actually twisting it, and it's not allowed to be done. The Mishneh Berurah continues, says, Ayin Achronim, do I didn't also lahatir Kli Asapsilo, you likewise not allowed to twist the wick. To undo a twisting of a wick haklua that was already twisted. And even your purpose is to make it light better, you're not allowed to do these things. We said you're not allowed to singe the wick. To get rid of some of the loose threads and strands here in order that it should light better. He says, the reason you're not allowed to do this is because it looks like you're fixing it and you're not allowed to do that. That's misakin mana. But you are allowed to press it with your hand. We said, Sifkot Mem Dalet, the Tikkun Klachayadu. This is an abnormal way of doing it, and therefore it's allowed. And we said, Sifkot Mem, hey, you're allowed to go put it into oil. Kedesha Tidlak Achakach Yofe Bo Bayom. Because you're using that candle that day to light with, and therefore it will light better if you have some oil in it. But we said, Sifkot Mem Vav, they can't be in a pool of oil that already has a wick in it with a light on. Why? The kishiner dole, because if it already has a light in that oil, vishor besocha, now you put the wick into this, nisamayit Hashem Ksas, you're going to withdraw some of the oil. Actually, Sharet Zion has two reasons in Sif Katan Nun Vav. He says, Bain, according to the Pirush of Tosos, who says that when you put in the wick into this oil, you're going to diminish somehow the light of the already existing candle, or whether it's like the shot of the rush that says that you're not going to extinguish the light, but you're going to take out some of the oil. In any event, both the rush and Tosu say it's osur. V'arminu bi'alma, and therefore we say, hamistabik min Hashem, in general, if you take out from oil that has a light in it, shebener chay mishum achabe, that is called extinguishing through either one of the mechanisms of Tosos or the rush. Now we're going to sifyud. You're allowed to go and remove a little bit of the charcoal, a little bit of the char at the top of the candle when you're trying to light it. That you're allowed to do. But you're not allowed to do this with a utensil. We'll see in a moment that whether he's talking about even the first part, or does he mean, or is it only talking about the wick itself? We'll see this inside in the Mishneh Berurah. So let's go to the Mishneh Berurah, Sif Katan Mem Zayin, where he says, Hainu. That's what we said at the beginning of this Mechaber, that you're allowed to go and remove the char that's at the top of the candle because it's not allowing the candle to light well. Mutal asir, you're allowed to do that because it is impairing your ability to use that candle to get the light from it. The issue foot number 40 brings down, why is it not Moktzer? So he brings down for the Chazon Ish that Dover She'en Lo Chashiv is something that's totally insignificant, like dirt or like this char, which is Ma'akiv Shimush HaHetesh Dover, which is preventing you from using something that you are allowed to use. So that insignificant thing is subordinate, it's Batel to the important thing. And therefore, when you move it, Ein Tiltelo Nechshav Kitoltu Moktzer, it's not a problem. In any event, now the Mishnah Berurah addresses what I pointed out a minute ago, the last statement, al ein chotech rosh ha-psila b'kli, so that seems to imply not talking about the charcoal, it's just talking about, in general, you can't cut the wick with the kli. Or mi d'sasim ha-mechaber, from the fact that the chaber doesn't specify, mashma da'filu b'kli mutter, that the first part, removing the char, would even be allowed, not only with your fingers, but would be allowed with a kli. And when he says at the end, that is talking about shom shiny shumi guf apsila. That's only the psila, the wick itself, and not the char. And that we've already explained. That would be tikkun mana, and that wouldn't be allowed. Then he says v'yesh omrim, but there is another opinion that says no. It goes back on the beginning. The kavanas of mechaber lahachmir, that the mechaber, when he says you're not allowed to chotech it with a kli, goes. The sovdvar, this end thing that he said, gam le'inyan pechel, to go back on the first part, in regards to the char, the also lasir b'chli, that you're not allowed to cut that off with the kli either. Now, this is the absolute din, v'choze midina. However, the minna, he says, is the more machmir. Abul anu b'midina seinu, he says, in our countries, and he bases upon the Yam Shel Shlomo, the Marshal, b'midina seinu no'agu l'hachmir, the minna is to be more machmir, and to not allow you to do this. Bein b'ner shel shemen, not with an oil candle, bein b'ner shel shemen, not with a wax candle, or v'chelev, or a fat candle, shelo limchot kol ikar afilu pechem, you're not allowed to go and cut at all, even the pechem, bein b'yad bein b'kli, with your hand or with a kli, on any type of a candle. The ein heter, el nafetz ha-pechem b'yetbo. What you are allowed to do is like flick off the char at the top, that you would be allowed to do. Because, she'eno mechabeo b'yadayim, because that's not doing anything directly with your hands. And certainly, bein tzarech lomar, the Mishnah Berurah continues, you don't have to tell me, she'mut lahatos b'yetzbo, esor she'psilu, you have to tilt the wick with your hand, because they should tidlak yofer, that it should light better. That's allowed. Now we go to the final sif, sif yud aleph. Hamadlik ner shel yontif. When a person lights the yontif licht, the woman lights the yontif licht, tzarech levarach asher kishon himself in sivanu, ladlik ner shel yontif, she makes the bracha, baruch at Hashem, akhenu mochlam, and the nusach that we're all familiar with, lahadlik ner shel yontif. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Memches, Shehadlokas ner biyontif gam kein mitzvahi kemol b'Shabbos. That's why you can say, Asher kishon himself in sivanu. The rabbi set this up just like they set up the mitzvah of lighting the Shabbos licht, they set up the mitzvah of lighting the yontif licht. When Yontif and Shabbos coincide, so then Omer, first you say Shal Shabbos. Shabbos is more important, so you say Shal Shabbos v'Shal Yontif. That's the right Girsa. And Dirsha footnote 43 talks about what happens if you didn't say it correctly. In Shachar, he says Lahaskir es Hayom Tov v'Yaskir Rak Shabbos. If you forgot to mention Yontif and you just said Shabbos and only remember later on, so the Shelus Teshuva says Saras Teshuva says Shema Yotza Yidei Chovas Hadlokas Ner Yontif. Maybe you still fulfill the Yontif because Yontif is included the Chlal Shabbos. However, he says the other way around. If you just mentioned Yontif and you didn't mention Shabbos, then you have to go and relight it. And obviously it's before Shabbos. And since you didn't accept Shabbos yet, you're allowed to do that. He says, L'chatchila, tachzor v'taskir shenis es yomtov b'brocha. And then when you make the new brocha, you can mention again Yontif. If you forgot, im tosa b'yomtov, v'skiru b'icha Shabbos b'mob yomtov, if you're so used to saying, l'hadlik ner shel Shabbos, and then by accident on yomtov, when it's not Shabbos, he said, l'hadlik ner shel Shabbos, so then he brings up from the Yashiv that you have to go and repeat the bracha, because you weren't yotze. Now, the Mishnah Berurah concludes here, and he says, v'imchol b'Shabbos, we say Shabbos and Yontif, v'gam b'yontif sheni. This is true even on Yontif sheni shogolius. Uchutz laris tzarech levarach. We make a bracha even on the second night. Asher kishon mesav v'sivon aladik ner shel Yontif. Now we have a lot of time left, but Baruch Hashem, we have a beautiful Dirshu footnote number 42 to try to go through as much as we can. So he starts off, we're going to go through this whole footnote if we have time. He says, le'inyan birchas adloka. Obviously, when you make the bracha on Shabbos, you have to light the candles first because the woman accepts upon herself Shabbos, so she can't make the bracha and then light. So on Shabbos, every Shabbos, when the woman lights the candles, she obviously first lights the candles and then says the bracha. That's why they have the custom. They cover up their eyes so they don't get tanar from the candles, and this way it's over latz yosin without it being a problem. So b'Shabbos ain't like dimel hadlaka. You don't make the bracha before the hadlaka, because when you accept Shabbos with the bracha, you wouldn't be allowed to light the candle. But on Yontif, Ilu Yontif, Mutar Lahadlikesh, you're allowed to go and light the flame. You can't make a new light, but you can transfer light. And therefore, he says, Afl Das HaMogin Avram, Ein Mechalkin Bein Shabbos LeYontif Mishum Lo Plug. But the Mogin Avram says, even though you could technically light after you make the bracha, the minhag is, he says, according to the Mogin Avram, that you don't do anything different because of Lo Plug. Because if you allow them to go and make the bracha and then light on Yontif, they're going to Chas HaShom make the bracha and then light on Erev Shabbos, and that'll be a problem. However, he brings down, Harbi Achronim Yesh Levarach B'Yontif Lefnei Hadlaka. Others disagree and say, no, you can't make the bracha on Yontif before you do the Hadlaka. Kishem Shem Levarach Makol Mitzvah Solas Yosef, because that's the right way to do it. You make the bracha and then do the mitzvah, not do the mitzvah and then make the bracha. Reason for Mati Ephraim, Shemo Isha Madlekis Neros below Yontif. If a woman lights at nighttime, not all women light the Yontif licht. We'll talk about that in a few moments as well. Not all women light the Yontif licht before Yontif starts. Some have the minute. They wait till the husbands come home from shul, and then they light. They don't light it Erev Yontif. So in that situation, then you should definitely be Yotzi, this concept of overless Yosin, that the bracha should be before the act, because here there's no concern that maybe you'll forget, because you're lighting already when it's already Yontif. And that's not something you would ever do on Shabbos, and therefore you've already have a hecker, you have a hevdel between Shabbos and Yontif, and therefore if you're lighting at night, you should go and in this situation make the bracha first and then light. We skip one paragraph, we'll go to the third paragraph. Ushas hadlaka sneiros yontif, when is the right time to go and light the yontif candles? So he brings down from the son of the Prisha, which is brought down in the Hakdama to the Tur. He says, sheyesh lahadlikam l'chatchila mibojom. Ideally, that's what we just discussed, you should light the yontif candles when it's pre-yontif, erev yontif, and not wait until it's nighttime, even though technically you can. Because, again, on Shabbos you do it this way, so we want you to do it this way on yontif as well. Another reason, Shekivin Shavara B'Yontif Yimalacha. Because technically you are doing a malacha when you're lighting on Yontif, you're transferring the light to the candles, albeit it's allowed, but he says, why get involved in something like this? Go and light it earlier in the day and you don't get into any trouble at all. And he brings this down for the Matiya Prime as well. And this is the opinion of the Chazon Ish's house, and this was the opinion of Vazda, Zatzal, the Shevet Alevi, and the Earl of Tzion. All these great Gedolim said, Roy Linhog L'maisa, they should go and the women should light the candles on Erev Yontif before Yontif starts. Also the opinion of Yashiv, he says, Shetzorach Ladlik Neros Yontif, Yachad Imorach Hashmal Mibod Yom, Ulevarach Hoshtem. When you put on the electrical lights, you turn on your lights for Yontif, so do this before Yontif with your licht as well. He says, Mishinoeg Lahadlik Belaila, and anybody that has that custom that they light at night, they should change it, and they don't even have to do Ataras and Dar. On the other hand, he brings out from the Meiri, he says, Derech Olam, Lahadlik Neros Yontif Belaila. He says, no, that many people have that custom. Meiri says that's a proper custom. What about making Shech Yonu? So to make a Shech Yonu, when the woman lights the candles, so the Mati Ephraim and the Mishnah Berurah both say, Shein Nashim Tzrichos Levarach, the women should not make a Shech Yonu, is also brought down the Arz Ruah. Ella Shebamokum Shenog Levarach, if it's a place where they did have the custom to make the Shech Yonu, you don't have to protest. However, he says, Le'inyan hadlok is nearest Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Hashanah, so the Mati Ephraim brings down, as well as the Mishnah Berurah, that the minhag is to make the Shech Yonu, because Shekasu Shom should be Yom Tov Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah, Shesofik Im Nechshav Hu Ki Yom Echad, Til Bashisha Begin Chodosh, Shal Tiniach Pri Chodosh. She should bedavka wear new clothing, because there's a Sofik, whether you make the Shech Yonu or not, and therefore you see clearly that they make the Shech Yonu. There's also brought down Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Igros Moshe. He says, Sha'avsha Yaivitz, Shepikpik Al Minna Kanoshel Varach B'Yontav. He says, even though on a regular Yontav, the Yaivitz wasn't happy about the women making Shech Yonu, he said, in Rosh Hashanah, it's not a problem. Rav Yitzchak Zev Mibriz, Zatzal, the great Brisk Rav, said, Shelo Yivaruch Hanosh Shech Yonu. He held that women should never make a Shech Yonu. Why? Because it's supposed to be done in Shech Yonu on wine, and they're going to hear Kiddush later on from their husbands, or if they make Kiddush themselves later on. And he says, therefore, don't make the Shech Yonu when they light the candles. And he says, also, if they're lighting before the day starts, it doesn't even work, because it's not yet Yontif. So how can they say the Shech Yonu on the Yontif? Because the Shech Yonu should be on real Yontif and not Tosefis Yontif. On the other hand, the Sheol Shuvah's Pri Yitzchak disagrees, and he says, also the Aruch HaShulchan, Sha'amina ku shanoshim avarchu Shech Yonu, but look, the women do light with the Shech Yonu, and there's also brought down Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Igros Moshe, Shoyamina b'meshech kama me'oshanah, for many hundreds of years, that the women say a Shech Yonu, and there's nothing wrong if they do. And this was the opinion of the Stipler Gaon, that the women in his family made a Shech Yonu, and he says, only he himself, when he would light the candles, Nebuchadnezzar, after his wife passed away, so he would then light the candles, so he didn't make a Shech Yonu, because he was going to make it, obviously, on Kiddush later on. Then he brings out the interesting question, what about the women who did make a Shech Yonu beforehand? Can they answer Amen to their husband's Kiddush when he says Shech Yonu? So he brings out the Sheol Shuv's Har Tzvi. No, they shouldn't answer because it's a Hefsek, because they've already been yelled to the Shech Yonu, and if they answer Amen, it's a Hefsek. But Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's on the Igros Moshe, says no, they should answer. He says it's not called the Hefsek. When you answer to a bracha, it's not called the Hefsek. And he says there's a mitzvah on a Shomea who hears a bracha to answer Amen, and therefore you're allowed to answer Amen in this situation, especially since the bracha is also Shayach to her as well. She happened to be Yotzi ready, but it's not a Hefsek. And there's also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman, Zatzal, and the Sheol Shuv's Or LeZion, Zatzal, Mutar Lanos, Mitam Zed. The women can't answer. On the other hand, the Rav Azza disagrees. In the Shevet Levi, Rav Azza Zatzal brings down that there's a difference between Pesach and Sukkot when there are other mitzvos that the Shechianu goes on that are applicable only at night, as opposed to Shavuos. When Shavuos doesn't have other mitzvos that you make a Shechianu at night, you only make the Shechianu on the Yontif. So he says, in regards to Pesach and Sukkot, where there are other mitzvos that you make a Shechianu on, so the woman can answer Amen. But in Shavuos, where the only reason that she's answering Shechianu is for the Yom, so then she shouldn't answer Shechianu. Interesting distinction. Finally, Linin Kabbalos Isha Yomtov. Ayideh looks now. Can a woman, when she lights the candles and she says Shechianu and she accepts upon herself Yomtov? So the Bir Halacha has a question in Mekabelis Badlaka or Shekiv and Shekol Isha Madlika Bizman Acher Lo Nagu Shekiv Lo Anoshim Es Yomtov Ayideh Halacha. Since some women don't light, then is it automatically assumed an Erev Shabbos when women light the Shabbos Lich? So we assume that all the women are lighting then, so all the women accept upon themselves Shabbos. But on Yomtov, since women light at different times, maybe they don't automatically accept upon themselves Yontif. And he adds, Shigami Mekabelis Yontif Adal Kosa, and even if she does accept Yontif, Mikom Mokom, Yitochin Shein Kabbalah Zu, Nechshevis Kabbalah Tzibor, Elik Kabbalah Yochid. This isn't a communal acceptance, it's only a personal. And therefore, Mutu Lo Lassus is a Dvarim, Shemutu Lassus Benesh Mashals. And therefore, she could still do things that you're allowed to do during the Benesh Mashals. That's what the Bir Halacha is in this topic about. Then he says, "Linyan Isha she'osa t'nai she'ena makabelas yontif b'la kosa." What about she makes a t'nai? So we know this t'nai works on Erev Shabbos only under extenuating circumstances. A woman has to go to the mikvah and it's far away. A woman has some other pressing situation, so she can say, "I do not accept upon myself Shabbos with the lighting of the Shabbos lift," and then she should still do malacha. She should only do that under most extenuating circumstances. So what about by yontif? So the Shelis Chuvas Pri Yitzchak says, "Shembir ha'shechianu." If she made a shechianu, then she doesn't have a choice because then she really accepted upon herself the Yontif. This is also the opinion of Shelis Teshuvas Arlut Zion, and she's not allowed to do any malach. Finally, if a woman forgot to light the Yontif lift, so Rav Yasha Zatzal says that, and also Rav Azza Zatzal, they both said that the rabbis didn't institute a knas. If a woman forgets to light the Shabbos lift, so then the following week she has to light an extra candle. So the rabbis did not institute, according to Rav Yasha and Rav Azza, that the woman should have to go light an extra candle for forgetting to light on Yontif like they did on Shabbos. Because they only made their knas in a situation where it's frequent that they'll forget. Because, of course, every Erev Shabbos is a very busy, difficult time. Yontif only comes up every now and then, and it's not necessarily so difficult. Because she can still light after the meal. So therefore, it would be unusual that they should forget to light the Yontif candles, and therefore, the rabbis didn't institute a knas in this situation. Finally, Linyan Nekichas Eish Mimnoras Yontif, Kidei Lahadik Eish Labishal. Can you take the Yontif licht and use them, transfer a flame to cooking purposes? So he says, Rosh Lama Zalman Zatzal and also Rav Yashav Zatzal both say you're allowed to. Kimishaneris Elu Nidu Luchol Tzorcha Yontif, because they are for the purpose of Yontif. On Shabbos, the candles are just for light. You can't use them for anything else. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, but on Yontif, you are allowed to cook. Therefore, the opinion is that you are allowed to go and light from the Yontif lift all the candles, and this is also the opinion of Nissen Karlitz Zatzal. With this, we conclude today's shiur.